Dear students, welcome to the UITM academic community. For many years, our university has been implementing a long-term strategy of sustainable development. The skillful combination of science and teaching carried out at UITM with business diversifies our revenue sources. Today, the university's activities non-related to the teaching make up over the 50% of the total revenue, which makes UITM unique. Such a large share of revenue results from our employees' intense engagement in science and cooperation with economy. The university is our joint effort. Each employee, student, graduate, and business partner make an impact on UITM. Our university does not only represent a modern infrastructure, a prestigious institution, awards, honors, and high places in national and global rankings. What makes a difference is our people. Full of passion, commitment, and belief that what they do has a real impact and serves a purpose. University governance. Professor Tadeusz Pomianek, co-founder and president of UITM. Dr. Wergiliusz Gołąbek, rector. Professor Agata Jurkowska-Gomułka, vice-rector for science. Professor Andrzej Rozmus, vice-rector for teaching. 25 years of activity. UITM in numbers. Two campuses, 6,000 students, 1,600 international students from nearly 50 countries. 9 out of 10 graduates would recommend UITM to a friend. Over 50 agreements under the Erasmus Plus Student Exchange Program. 50,000 graduates, 45 modern laboratories, 500 national and international conferences and seminars. Over 20 scientific clubs and students' organizations. About us. We are a forward-thinking university committed to the transformative power of education, research, development, and support of our students and staff. In addition to educational activities, we run many research projects and organize numerous scientific and industry conferences. We have developed a strong relationship with business and local government, what gives us many benefits. Over the past 25 years, more than 60,000 people, both from Poland and other countries, have studied here. UITM is home to students and scientists from all over the world. Ambitious goals set out in the university's strategy for 2020 and 2024 must cause increasing the amount of international students' community up to 45%. For many years, we have been conducting online classes using professional distance learning and online collaboration tools. Currently, students and teachers can use the Blackboard platform and Cisco WebEx. The American Blackboard Learn platform is one of the most extensive educational platforms in the world. Students can reach various learning materials using notebooks and smartphones. Cisco WebEx is the leading enterprise service for video conferencing, online meetings, screen share, and webinars. Thanks to those two platforms, they can participate in online classes conducted by professors, do projects and collaborate with other students using advanced collaboration tools for text, audio and video communication. The University of Information Technology and Management in Rzeszów is the largest and highest-ranked private university in southeastern Poland. There are four main faculties at UITM: Management, Applied Computer Science, Media and Social Communication, Medical Faculty. Rzeszów, Academic Center of Poland. Welcome to Rzeszów, a modern and vibrant city where every fourth person is a student. Figures. 700 years of history. 1,800 inhabitants. 40,000 students. Home to 130 companies connected to the aviation industry. Facts. Full member of EuroCities, home of Aviation Valley, one of the most dynamically developing labor markets in Poland, capital of innovation, international airport, modern infrastructure, popular tourism destination, cultural events, discounts offered to UITM students. Subcarpathian region is a gateway to the European Union, a land of modern economy with a beautiful natural environment. a wealth of culture and many opportunities. Here, innovative technologies of aerospace, information technology, and automotive industry come side by side with active leisure, mountain adventures, multiculturalism, and creativity. The International Yashonka Airport, EU border crossing, east-west motorway, areas designed for investments, and resources of well-educated young people are the reason why global companies bring their businesses here. And after work, anything goes. From the buzzing atmosphere of urban cafes, pubs, restaurants, theaters, concerts, to recreation activities on the ground, on the water, and in the air, amidst wildlife, Carpathian landscapes, and legend of the Beshtade and Beskidniski mountains. We value our strong relationship with the local government, Podkarpatsky Marshal Office, and Rzeszów City Hall, as well as the business community for whom the university provides services such as counseling, analysis, expertise, as well as preparing and implementing innovative solutions. UITM activity in the region. Internet Beta, one of the largest and most important events in the Polish internet industry. The conference is attended by the best and most sought-after specialists in the field of marketing, management, and the internet. Our activity is not limited only for four walls of lecture halls or laboratories. We promote science, culture, and knowledge by organizing scientific conferences, seminars, and open lectures. Big Questions in Science. A series of open lectures with the participation of professors, media personalities, journalists, and people who create modern culture and art. Financialization and Society. An annual conference promoting international research and setting up new directions in interdisciplinary research in this field. Subcarpathian Job Fair have been organized by the UITM Carrier Service since 2001. Infrastructure. UITM has two campuses, in Rzeszów and Kelnarowa. Campus in Rzeszów. Parking zones, free Wi-Fi, cafeteria, restaurant, self-service bistro, print and photocopy point, gym and spa. The campus in Rzeszów has its own professional television and radio studio, library, read and relax room, IQ Academic Club, with exhibition space and stage, as well as one-side food vendors. The campus in Kelnarowa. The center for international education is located in a beautiful area on the outskirts of town. It offers teaching and learning facilities as well as modern labs, sports hall, and many other leisure facilities. University shuttle bus. Free transport for UITM students. It takes about 30 minutes to get to Kelnarowa from Rzeszów. Campus in Kelnarowa. RA, UITM campus in Rzeszów. KA, teaching and learning building. KD, recreation and sports hall. KE, dormitory. Start. The first day at university can be difficult, because it is a new place that is completely different from high school. Therefore, you will have many questions. Where can I clarify the necessary formalities? What do I need to remember? Where should I ask for help? Here are some tips that will help you to start your studies. Virtual University is the main platform for every UITM student. You can check your schedule, grades, payments, and curricula thanks to this platform. Just enter the letter W and then your student ID number as a login. For example, W12345 and a password that is individual for each student. Electronic student ID. You can pick it up at the dean's office. However, before that, you need to go to the virtual university, confirm your personal information in the tab Personal Data, if it's correct, otherwise you should contact the dean's office to correct it, and pay 22 zlotys to the account of the electronic student's ID, ESL, which can be found in the tab Bursaries Office, Additional Info. Proof of payment must be shown at the dean's office upon receipt of the student's ID card. Student's ID card is a magical tool that gives you not only numerous discounts, such as travel tickets, but also allows you to use the university computers and interactive kiosks, where you can check your account at the virtual university. All you have to do is connect the card to the computer terminal and the system automatically recognizes you. Then you need to enter your login and password. Payments. You can check all the basic information about payments in the bursary office. There you can find account number, payment amount, fees. Remember that all tuition issues can be solved online. Dean's office. The main department at the university for students. Here you will find out answers to many questions about your studies. At this department, you can apply, for example, for the individual organization of studies, academic leave, scholarship, resumption of studies, deferment of tuition fees, family fee discount. Campus in Rzeszów. Office RA 41. Working hours. From Tuesday to Friday. From 11 to 3 a.m. The dean's office is closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Phone 4817-866-1323. International Student Support Office. The university has developed an excellent assistance system for international students. The employees of the International Student Support Office will help students adapt to a new environment and overcome all the difficulties associated with legalization their stay in Poland, obtaining health insurance, overcoming cultural shock, or, for example, implementing students' initiatives. Where? Office RA 107. Working hours. Tuesday from 11 to 3 a.m. Wednesday from 8 to 4 a.m. Tuesday from 11 to 3 a.m. Phone 4817-866-1169. Scholarship Department. Here you can apply for scholarship and get all the necessary information about them. Where? Office RA 27 to working hours. From Tuesday to Friday from 11 to 3 a.m. Saturday from 7:30 to 3 a.m. Information is provided in English and Polish. Phone number 4817-866-1475. Library. You can borrow books in the library or use them in the reading room. You should order them on the internet catalog. You need to log into the system in the same way as you do to the virtual university. Students can only take up to 10 books, although this limit can be increased in the different ways. You can also extend the return period of books for another month through the online system. Where? Office RA 22 in Rzeszów, Office KM 23 in Kelnarowa. Department for Persons with Disabilities. The service of this department can be used by students who, due to their disabilities or health condition, have difficulties in studies due to the standards requirements. This department aims to create and give the possibility for students with disabilities to be a part of the every sphere of the academic life. Where? Office RA 109. Phone 4817-866-1104. Tuition fee must be paid on time. In case of not paying on time, interest is accrued. In addition, a student who has arrears of tuition fees for this semester or on March 30th or July 15th of this year may be expelled from the university. Where? Office RA 41. Working hours. From Tuesday to Friday, from 11 to 3 a.m. Phone 4817-866-1323. Admission office is the first department you came across because this is where you applied for studies. If at this stage you have questions or doubts, you can get all the detailed information regarding the start of studies here. English-speaking students. Where? Office RA 220 A. Working hours from Monday to Friday from 8 to 4 a.m. Phone 4817-866-1347 or 4817-866-1491. Russian-speaking students. Office RA 7. Working hours from Monday to Friday from 8 to 4 a.m. Phone 4817-866-1231 or 4817-866-1174. The Academic Center of Personal Development and Psychotherapy is a place where you can learn how to be assertive, take control of your emotions, and properly motivate yourself for studying. Here you will receive support in the fight against personal problems, but also improve your mental health, well-being, and develop professional competences. This department offers assistance in four areas: sphere of personal development, sphere of psychological assistance, mental health prevention, field of psychology management. Where? Office RA 218. Phone 4817-866-1157 or 4879277-7498. UITM Student Council. If you have any problems with your studies or you have new ideas on how to improve students' life at university, you should apply here. As the name suggests, the Students' Council consists of students like you, people who understand the difficulties of learning and at the same time know UITM very well. They will help to find appropriate solution, indicate the department or person who can help you. Where? Office, RA 42. Working hours, from Monday to Saturday, from 8 to 3 a.m. Phone 4817-866-1145. How to understand the schedule? RA, the symbol of the building. Numbers, for example, 1 to 3, room, laboratory, or office number. RA, this symbol denotes the main building of the university at 2 Sucharskiego Street. KA or KM, these symbols mark the office which is located on the territory of the UITM campus in Kelnerova. RB, some classes in Rzeszów take place in high school. The building is located next to the main building of UITM at 2 Rudnickiego Street. Rzeszów is the city for students. First placed in the Financial Times Safety Rating, Cities of the Future 2019-2020. Second place in the rating Business Friendly Cities 2020, published in Forbes in the category of cities with a population of 150,000 to 299,000. Third place in the rating Europolis Youth Friendly City, published by the Polish Foundation named by Robert Schuman. At first glance, it seems that Rzeszów is a small city with limited capabilities, but the reality is completely different. This is one of the cities with the largest number of students in the European Union, according to Eurostat, in terms of population to the number of students, and every fourth resident of the city is a student. According to the Central Statistical Administration of Poland, Rzeszów is considered one of the fastest-growing cities in Poland by 2050. According to prognosis, the number of residents in Rzeszów, as well as in Warsaw, will only increase. Therefore, a large number of events are held in Rzeszów and aim at this age group. Rzeszów and UITM are waiting for you. Rzeszów is an affordable place to live. It is also a very popular destination for both Polish and international students. You will live in a safe and clean city, which has a well-organized public transport system and its own international airport. You can get many benefits with the student's discount on goods, services, fashion, and entertainment. Check it. Accommodation. Single room, approximately 400 to 700 zlotys per month. Double room, approximately 350 to 500 zlotys per month. One room apartment, approximately 1,300 to 1,500 zlotys per month. Public transport. One-time ticket, 1 zloty and 80 cents. 60-minute ticket, 2 zloty and 40 cents. 24-hour ticket, 6 zloty. Semester ticket, 188 zloty. Food, lunch in the dining room by weight, from 10 zloty. Bread, approximately 3 zloty. Water, from 99 cent per piece. Eggs, from 4 zlotys for package. Entertainment. Cinema. From 10 to 25 zloty. Philharmonic theater concerts. From 20 zlotys. Gym membership. From 69 zlotys. Paintball. From 25 zloty. Karting. From 35 zloty. Other expenses. Student internet. From 35 zloty. Training manuals. From 30 zloty. Cultural events in Rzeszów. Rzeszów is the city where you can find plenty of cultural attractions, attend volleyball competition, as well as concerts of famous stars as a part of variety festivals and cultural events. The Central Square is the main square of the city. There you can find many restaurants and clubs, so you will always find something you like. Hard rock, disco music, or dancing and singing in karaoke. In the evening, you can visit a restaurant of Eastern cuisine to get a kebab, which has already become a cult tradition among students of Rzeszów. Nature Reserve, Lisia Góra, and Boulevards. Do you want to have a picnic with your friends? Lisia Góra is the perfect place to rest. The tables, picnic areas, barbecue, and grilling places are located next to the small mountain near the Wisłok River. One thing you should remember about: mosquito spray. The city's government can propose to its residents some free promotions, and for students, such events are often free of charge. National and foreign festivals, masterclasses, sports competition, the list of events is big enough for you to choose what you like the most. Kulturalia. The largest student event in Rzeszów organized by student councils of four universities in Rzeszów. During this event, students have control over the city, and symbol of this is a key which is the city administration gives to students. The celebration begins with a colorful move where students show their creativity. Additionally, there are many concerts and the fun lasts until early morning. Date, second half of May. The Night of Rock. If you are a fan of guitar playing, love rock music and stay in Rzeszów at the end of September, then you should not miss this event. The festival promotes amateur groups, which will have the opportunity to take the first serious step towards a great musical career. Date, last week of September. Wschód Kultury. A series of events created through the cooperation of several cities in eastern Poland, Białystok, Lublin and Rzeszów. With various stars from Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova and Ukraine. There also realized many interesting cultural events, concerts, masterclasses, openings, animated shows, films, dance and theatrical performances. Free entrance. Date, June. Tony Festival is an event that has also recently started in Rzeszów. This is a two-day music festival where artists on stage go beyond the usual musical principles and experiment with different genres. Among other songs, you will also hear indie and art pop music, R&B, electronics, industrial, synth pop. Tony are original authors, a pleasant atmosphere, and enjoyment of listening to music. Date, July. Carpathian Festival. The tradition of this festival dates back 2005. Young and talented singers and bands from all over the world perform during this event. The event will appeal to all listeners who are looking for a new sound, open to new cultures, and looking for new music stars. Date, from May to July. Unique student experience. Student life at UITM is much more than just lectures. Our students build friendship, get new knowledges, develop professional network skills by joining various academic clubs, and take part in talented shows and other events. What's on? There is a plenty of activities to choose from at UITM and in the city of Rzeszów. Impro, Aviation Club, Student Center for EU Research, IQ Club, UITM Talent Show, Culture Days, Erasmus Plus, Sport. Impro is a youth-based association that focuses on providing young people with personal development and educational opportunities. Impro has a huge variety of events ranging from local activities such as at the Open Cafe and Tuesday Tales, workshops for students in schools, as well as psychology workshop for young people. Sports. Our teams are taking part in approximately 21 type of academic sports competitions, winning gold and silver medals at Polish academic championships. Sport activities include mountain biking, table tennis, downhill skiing, badminton, swimming, cross-country running, basketball, and volleyball. Almost half of the team members are international students. Culture Days. Students present their countries, their history, culture, cuisine, and traditions. Faculties at UITM. UITM has four faculties: Each of them is headed by the dean, and the vice dean is responsible for the implementation of studies in certain programs. Faculty of Media and Social Communication. The dean, Professor Sławomir Gawroński. Program: Computer Graphics and Multimedia Production. Vice dean, Łukasz Bis. English Philology. Vice dean, Dr. Roman Wisz. Faculty of Management. Dean: Dr. Agata Gemzik-Salvach. Program: Logistics. Vice dean: Dr. Katarzyna Lysenko-Ryba. Management: Vice dean: Dr. Izabela Cichocka. Faculty of Applied Science. The dean: Dr. Mariusz Wrzesień. Program: Information Technology. Vice dean: Dr. Janusz Korniak. Medical Faculty. The dean: Professor Zofia Nizioł-Łukaszewska. Program: Dietetics. Vice dean: Jakub Tobiasz. Nursing. Vice dean: Katarzyna Wyczarska-Dziki. Organization of the academic year 2021-2022. Holidays. Winter semester. 23 of December 2021 to 7 of January 2022. Summer semester. 14 of April 2022 to 19 of April 2022. Examination sessions. First term. From 12 of November 2021 to 13 of February 2022. Summer semester. From 20 of April 2022 to 10 of July 2022. First retake. From 1st of December 2021 to 27 of February 2022. Summer semester. From 27 of April to 31 of July 2022. Second retake. Winter semester. Till 15 of March 2022. Summer semester. Till 31 of July 2021 and from 1st of October 2022. Till 15 of October 2022. Summer holidays and internship. From 1st of August 2022 to 30 of September 2022. Start of studies for the list of semester students. Undergraduate programs. The 11th of October 2021. Postgraduate programs. 8th of November 2021. Obligatory organization meetings. Undergraduate programs. 11th of October 2021. Postgraduate programs. 8th of November 2021. Classes at UITM. Lectures. This is the form of study that is the most associated with the university. During the lectures, students study the most important theoretical issues on the discussed topics. Tutorials. During these classes, you will interact with the teacher, complete assignments, and participate in discussion. Laboratory classes. These classes are similar to practical ones, but are held in smaller groups and in special rooms, laboratories. In addition, it is not necessarily an office that is equipped with medical supplies or chemical utensils. This is a broader concept. More students typically use computer labs. Projects. This is a form of learning during which students mostly demonstrate creative thinking, their knowledge, and creativity. Student dictionary. Some terms that make your students' life easier. Zero-term exam. This is an additional chance for students who passed the exam earlier. Zero-term exam, not obligatory, and if you do not pass it, there will not be any negative influence on your studying. It means that the score, too, will not be transferred to the dean's office. If you are unlucky on the zero-term exam, you should better prepare for the first-term exam. You can go for a zero-term exam only for some subjects in the semester, which according to the statistics are treated as difficult subjects. Consultations. Throughout the academic year, teachers have special consultation hours for students. You should use them to avoid misunderstanding the materials before exams or tests. Conditional term. In Polish, warunek. It is an additional term for retaking a subject. In each semester, you can have only three conditionals, which should be approved by the dean. Before retaking the conditional, you must attend to the mandatory paid consultation. The cost of this procedure can be found in the UITM Payment Regulation, Virtual University Ausugi. Credit in advance. If you fail to pass exams with one or two subjects in the form of a conditional term, varunek, you can ask the dean for advance, credit in advance. You can retake a subject in the next semester or a year later. The cost of this procedure can be found in the UITM Payment Regulation, Virtual University Ausugi. The individual organization of studies. Not later than 40 days from the beginning of the semester, an adult student can apply for an individual organization of study, which is based on the release of the student to participate in all or some classes during the semester. Until the issuance of the dean's decision on IOS, it is necessary to attend all classes. First, each teacher decides about the IOS and establishes the conditions for passing the subjects for the student. To obtain an IOS, you must have a valid reason, such as full-time work or internship. The individual organization of studies is given for one semester. The cost of this procedure can be found in the regulation for payments of the UITM, Virtual University Ausugi. Obtaining consent to IOS remains the obligation of taking exams in the same term that was set for the group of students, according to the schedule. Student etiquette, or a few tips that will help to avoid misunderstanding with university staff. Academic etiquette in communication. Sounds quite formal, doesn't it? It is a modern university for young people. Students communicate with the university staff every day. So here you can learn the basic rules of etiquette that will make your students' life easier. No greetings, no topic, no signature. Proper email writing. At the beginning of the new academic year, every student also gets the access to the virtual university and student email box, which must be used to correspond with university workers. It is necessary to remember that every mail to the university employee should start with the proper referring. In Polish, Szanowna Pani Doktor, Szanowny Panie Dziekanie, Szanowna Pani Profesor, Szanowny Panie Kierowniku, depending on the position of addressee. In English, Dear Doctor, surname, Dear Dean, surname, Dear Professor, surname, Dear Human Resources Director, for example, or Dear Name and Surname. Properly express your opinion in the message, briefly describe the situation. Sign your email with the name and surname, student ID number and group symbol. In Polish, z wyrazami szacunku, z poważaniem. In English, kind regards, regards. Correctly write the subject of the message using the keywords, one or three words, that are mentioned in the message. Remember, only student emails should be used to contact your teachers and other university employees. If you come into the office, you need to greet with a calm voice all the employees. You do not need to greet each one individually. When entering the office, do not forget to knock on the door and wait a bit before entering. If you go to the dean's office, where several employees consulting student, where several employees consulting students, there is no need to knock. It is enough to open the door and see if the university worker is available to is available and ready to help you. Remember to always come only at certain hours of admission of students. Preparatory English language courses. Every student who wants to study in English but does not have an international certificate confirming the level of language knowledge for at least B2 level should take an English language course which is prepare you for the certificate exam, for example, TELC. 1 year intensive English language course, foundation year. The aim of this course is to prepare students to study in English. Starting plan. Start with the basics of vocabulary and grammar. You are at the level A1, A2. You wish to be at B2. During the first two semesters, students take the intensive English language course. In addition to English classes, which will be 700 hours of total time, the 1 year of preparatory course also includes 30 hours of Polish language classes, 20 hours of information technology classes, 30 hours of sports, 20 hours of classes about Poland and the European Union. Start date. 4 of October 2021. End date. 31 of May 2022. Total hours, 700 plus 100. Duration, 1 year. Course price, 2,400 euros. Group size, from 15 to 20 students. 1 semester English language course. Starting plan, start with the vocabulary and grammar at the B1 plus level, as well as strengthening and systemizing existing knowledge. You are at the level B1, you wish to be at B2. You study in the chosen faculty and at the same time, you have English courses. Start date, the 6th of September. End date, 70 of December. Total hours, 160. Duration, 3 months. Course price, 480 euros. Group size, from 15 to 20 students. Summer English language courses. During the 3-month period, the course begins on summer holiday. Participants learn English intensively and prepare to study in this language. You are at this level, B1-. You wish to be at this level, B2. Start date, the 2nd of August. End date, 15 of October 2021. Total hours, 360. Duration, 2.5 months. Course price, 1,080 euros. Group size, from 15 to 20 students. English language courses at UITM end with international TELC exam. You must score the appropriate number of points and you will be able to study at our university in English. We offer a range of international exams recognized in European and around the world. We offer a range of international exams recognized in Europe and around the world. UITM is an accredited examination center for TELC, LCCI, Pearson, ETC language exams. Important information for international students at UITM. Progressive globalization, political and economic changes in the world contribute to an increasingly intensive process of education migration of young people from all over the world. Many of them come to Poland from different countries. In order to properly prepare for your arrival in Poland and after arrival make it easier go through the processes of adaptation, we introduce you important information that might be helpful during your first steps in Poland. First, documents. Do not forget to bring with you all the original documents that you submitted during the recruitment process. There are high school education diploma, including a mark sheet for undergraduate program, bachelor's diploma and transcript of records for postgraduate program, apostille of the about documents, eligibility certificate in which it is stated that candidate has the right to apply for admission to any higher institution in the country under which educational system his/her high school diploma, bachelor diploma was issued. English certificate, which confirms knowledge of English language at least at B1 or higher level in accordance with the Common European Framework. One photograph. Second, information for minor students. Minor students are required to bring with them a notarized permission from their parents, or at least one of the parents, for their children to sign in the Republic of Poland an agreement on the provision of educational services and other documents related to education and residence in the Republic of Poland. This document will be attached to the personal file at the university. For example, as a mother, as a father, we inform about our consent to the execution of all necessary documents, including visa opening, and for temporary trips abroad to the Republic of Poland during the period of time, our minor daughter or son, and also we give our consent to the signing by our daughter or son in the Republic of Poland of an assignment on the provision of educational services, an agreement with a bank, a lease agreement, as well as other documents related to studying and living in the territory of the Republic of Poland. Minor students must also bring the following forms signed by the parents. The signature is the full name and surname in English. Permission from parents on the form of the regional administration to obtaining a temporary residence card. An application form of the regional administration for obtaining a temporary residence card. Permission from parents on the application form of the National Health Fund for opening National Students Insurance. These three about-mentioned documents do not need to be notarized. Health insurance. NFZ, National Health Fund. Health insurance. Students who are staying on the territory of Poland are required to sign a health insurance contract, which will give them the opportunity to get the free consultation with a doctor, free treatment, basic medical assistance, and qualified assistance in the case of an accident. In order to sign a health insurance contract, the student must go to the NFZ department in the Rzeszów. There you must fill the application form and also submit an identity document, passport, a certificate that confirms that the student is studying at UITM on a full-time basis, and the student ID card. At the same day, the student must go to ZUS, department or inspectorate of the social insurance institution, in order to draw up the concluded health insurance contract on the ZUS ZZA form. After signing the contract with ZUS, the student is obliged to pay for the health insurance by the fifth day of the next month for the previous month. One should pay for the NFZ insurance to a ZUS account. For foreign students in 2021, the contribution is 55 zlotys and 80 cents per month. Tuition fee. Tuition fees at the university are calculated for the whole academic year, two semesters. All current prices are mentioned on the university's website or a personal page in the virtual university platform. Students start paying tuition fees in October and end payment in July. Studies start in October. Confirmation of payment may be required from you already while making a visa at the visa center. Undergraduate students who apply for the first semester scholarship are also required to settle their tuition fees. The application fee is not included in the tuition fees. Payment for language courses. Payment for language courses must be done strictly according to the terms of the agreement signed with the university. The course agreement is signed on the first day of the student's stay at the university. Only after signing the contract and paying for the courses, the student can start taking classes in English. Agreements with the prescribed amounts and terms of paying for language courses are provided by our partners through whom students apply for the language courses. Legalization of stay before the visa expiration. In Poland, a student can stay on the basis of a national visa, type D, for a maximum period of 1 year, or on the basis of temporary residence permit, karta pobytu, which is granted for the period of study, but not more than 3 years. The first permit is not longer than 50 months. In the case of temporary residence permit to study at the university, the first permit is issued for a period of 15 months. Subsequent permits can be obtained for up to 3 years. If the purpose of the stay requires a foreigner to stay in the territory of the Republic of Poland for less than 1 year, then the first permit is issued for one academic year plus 3 months. Formal difficulties associated with obtaining a temporary residence permit. The procedure for obtaining a permit sometimes can be long and exhausting. Expense for the payment of the permit obtained procedure, 340 zlotys fee for the permit issuance procedure, and 25 zlotys per residence card for a plastic card. Collecting the necessary documents, registration, certificates of the state of the bank account, health insurance in Poland, etc. How and where to get a temporary residence permit in Poland? A temporary residence permit in Poland is granted by the Voivod of the local administration. To do this, you should contact the Department for Foreigners of the Regional Administration, rooms 49 and 50. Please note, documents can be submitted even on the last day of expiry of the visa or previous residence card, although it is highly not recommended. A special application form for a residence permit is called wniosek and can be obtained free of charge from the foreigner's office in the regional administration. The list of documents required for obtaining a residence permit, as well as information regarding the procedure, can be found on the official website of the Administration for Foreigners. Pay particular attention to the following points. Polish law requires every person who lives in Poland to register their place of residence, in other words, to obtain a residence permit, zameldowanie. If you will be staying in the dormitory, you should contact the administrator of the dorm to obtain a residence permit. If you are renting an apartment, room, then the issue of registration should be immediately clarified with the owners of the property. Procedure obliges you to personally appear at the City Department of Public Affairs and register. The need to provide a certificate from a higher educational institution of enrollment for studies with a marked completion date. In the case of free tuition, you must take a certificate stating that you do not pay for tuition. If you pay for studying, you must confirm the payment. Such certificates can be obtained at the Dean's Office. Documents needed for TRC. The NFZ Health Insurance contract, as well as proof of paying for it. A document confirming the availability of funds, for example, a certificate from bank about the availability of sufficient amount of funds. For foreigners, this amount represents 701 zlotys per month of stay, plus funds that are paid monthly for rent, including utility bills, if they are paid separately, plus money for the return trip to the foreigner's country of origin. The documents must be accompanied by a receipt for payment of 340 zlotys, payment for the procedure. The procedure for consideration of documents in case of issuing a temporary residence permit lasts about 4 months. You must collect the temporary residence card on your own. Before that, you have to pay 25 zlotys for it. Before signing the documents on its receipt, carefully check if there are any mistakes on the card. A foreign student applies for a temporary residence permit on their own, not later than the last day of his legal stay in territory of Republic of Poland. If an application for a temporary residence permit was not submitted by a foreigner personally, for example, was sent via the post office, then the voivode calls them for a personal meeting within 7 days. If the foreigner does not appear at the meeting, the application may remain without consideration. If the applicant is a minor, the application can be submitted by the parents or one of the parents of the child, legal tutor or another authorized person. An example of an application form from parents for a trustee can be also be obtained from the regional administration or the tutor at the university. When applying for a temporary residence permit, a foreigner must provide fingerprints for the issuance of a resident permit. International Student Support Office offers consultations, help, and additional support for the international student. Adaptation Clinic. In case if you miss your family and friends, have anxiety caused by the new student life experience or cultural shock, feel free to get in touch with us. We can also schedule a face-to-face meeting. We are here to help. Buddy Program. The first few weeks of being an international student are likely to be overwhelming. That is why we created a network of senior students that will pick you up from the airport, support with all formalities, and introduce to lectures and student life. Orientation Week. Our team is responsible for the introductory workshop about your new host country. The course was created to provide practical information about Poland, history, culture, law. Rzeszów and UITM. If you cannot find the information you are looking for, you can always get in touch with us through email, live chat, or during the adaptation clinic. Work schedule. Tuesday, from 11 to 3 a.m. Wednesday, from 8 to 4 a.m. Thursday, from 11 to 3 a.m. If you cannot find the information you are looking for on our website, you can get in touch with us through email during the adaptation clinic or via Messenger. The phone number. 4817866169. Sylwia Katarzyna Mazur, the head of the office. Dmytro Szczerbak, consultant for students from foundation year and Polish studies. Alicja Bezruka, consultant for students from English studies. Frequently asked questions. We prepared the list of the most commonly asked questions by UITM applicants and students. These answers will definitely help you dispel doubts and learn a little more about the rules and studies at the university. When do the classes at UITM begin? The winter semester for undergraduate programs start in October and for postgraduate programs in November. Does the university have a dormitory? UITM provides housing assistance to all first-year students. What documents should I bring to Poland? You need to take the originals of the following documents. High school education diploma, including a mark sheet, for applicants of the bachelor degree. bachelor's diploma and transcript of records for applicants of master's degree. Birth certificate, original of other documents which are obligatory for the admission process. Am I required to possess an English language certificate? Yes. Foreigners for whom English is not the native language and for whom English was not the language of studying during the previous education, for example, secondary school, university, must provide a certificate of English language proficiency. Are there any scholarships for international students? Yes, by working hard, you may find yourself between the best students and obtain the Rector's Scholarship. You can apply for it after completing the first semester with the minimum GPA 3.5, by going beyond studying and achieving scientific, sports, or artistic achievements, you can increase your chances of receiving a scholarship. This monthly award can be granted to all international students. Is it obligatory to choose a specialty of the faculty when entering the bachelor's degree? The choice of specialty in the first semester applies only to students who choose certain areas of study. Other specialties are chosen during the third or fourth semester of study, depending on the faculty, and the implemented form the fourth or fifth semester. Where do classes take place? Classes are held both in the main campus of UITM at 2 Sucharskiego Street in Rzeszów and in the second campus in Kelnerowa. What is a virtual university? Virtual university is a system that provides a student with constant access to information about the status of education. Each student can check their schedule, payments, grades, as well as find information about teachers, find out the current regulation, find application templates, etc. What is Blackboard Learn? It is a modern platform for online teaching. Our students can reach various learning materials using notebooks or smartphones. Moreover, you can work on projects and interact with other students using advanced collaboration tools for text, voice, or video communication. What is separate field of study? It is more than a specialty, but less than a faculty. Studying in a separate field of study at the selected faculty, you receive a package of additional subjects, trainings, and opportunities. As a result, your education will be even more in line with your interests and, above all, will better prepare you for work. Are there any exchanges programs for students? Yes, the university has an Erasmus Plus exchange program, through which you can go to study abroad at one of the partner university of UITM. You can go to study for a semester or continue your studies for the second semester. There is also an opportunity to go on an internship under the Erasmus internship program. Is the UITM diploma valid in other countries? Yes, our diploma is an European-style diploma that is valid all over the world. Where should students do an internship? Students can find on their own a company where they want to do an internship or ask the UITM career office. The internship can be held both in Poland and abroad. Students with the high scores can do internship abroad. Are there any science clubs at the university? Yes, of course. The university has science clubs that are related to various fields. You can attend any clubs regardless of the faculty where you study. Remember that your activities in the club help to earn additional activity points for the Rector's Scholarship. Is it possible to work and study at the same time? Yes, but only adult students can work and study at the same time. Very common to focus on your studies during your first year at the university. The program is realized as the part of the UITM Celebrate Diversity project, as the part of the Welcome to Poland program. It is co-financed by the European Social Fund as the part of the operational program Knowledge Education Development, Wiedza Edukacja Rozwój, non-competitive project entitled Raising the Competences of the Academic Staff and the Institution's Potential in Accepting People from Abroad, Welcome to Poland. Implemented as the part of the measure specified in the application for project funding number POWR.03.03.00-00-PN14/18.